Willow's Pen and Quill, Friday the 7th of February, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm in the rescue area. I've been awake since 3 o'clock, which I'm not a happy bunny about, but that really doesn't have anything to do with this. And it's tipping it down outside, and I've just come in to do the morning meds. I need to get the scales switched on, and rescue area lighting and the examination lamp. Right, I don't want that down yet. And, well, really, this one, just wanted to talk about the Hedgehog Hibernation Survey, which is ran by the People's Trust for Endangered Species and the British Hedgehog Preservation Society. And it's been running for a couple of years now, and they ask the public to, started a couple of days ago, to log sightings of hedgehogs, which might sound rather strange in February, because in truth they should be hibernating, but with pretty mixed up weather, hedgehogs are up and about. I've seen a number of road casualties, dead hedgehogs. We've had a few hedgehogs in January, right up until the end of January, none in February so far. Other rescues have had hedgehogs in. We've got reports of people seeing hedgehogs, so they are up and about due to the rather mild weather. And I'm just going to grab some cleaning fluid to clean the scales off. And it's pretty important, because I think the main emphasis is to see what changes climate and the changes in the climate and rather erratic weather are having on hedgehogs. And obviously this year they are up and about, some are. And it's from our own experience, the last couple of years has, as far as I'm concerned, affected hedgehogs quite a lot. A couple of years back, we had a very long wet spring and summer, lots of flooding everywhere, absolutely saturated, and during that period we had enormous amounts of hedgehogs in, suffering from lungworm, which if not treated will kill the hedgehog. Then we had an extremely cold winter. I remember sort of icicles hanging off the guttering of the house that I hadn't seen since I was a child. And it was all very nice. I quite like things like that. But again, not great for hedgehogs. And now, last year was a very late spring from my recollection. Hoglets didn't start coming in until fairly late, and now we've had an we didn't really have an autumn. Working on parks, deciduous trees were still in full leaf in November, so it's been very mild, and now for the last 3 weeks it's just, well, as everybody will be aware, it's just been constant rain and very, very mild, and we're seeing hedgehogs up and about. So this is having an effect on hedgehogs, and what the People's Trust for Endangered Species and the British Hedgehog Preservation Society want to do is sort of get as much data as they can about hedgehog activity. And it's something everybody can take part on. There's links from our website, which is www.willowshedgehogrescue.co.uk. And, it only takes a couple of minutes to do, but the data is invaluable. Our native European hedgehog, I'm just preparing syringes and hypodermics here, our native European hedgehog is in massive decline, and it would seem that apart from the human pressures that we put on it, the climate is probably not having a beneficial effect either. As I say, hedgehogs are being spotted up and about. We're still getting juveniles in very late January, 300-gram hedgehogs. And of course, any hedgehog coming out of hibernation now, there isn't really any food around for them unless somebody spots that hedgehog and leads some food out in the garden. And please do, if you see a good-sized adult hedgehog, that's one that's 600 grams or above, and on our website again, thewillowshedgehogrescue.co.uk, if you go to the news page, latest news, and scroll down a fair way, a while back I posted a range of different weights of hedgehogs with a tennis ball by the side for comparison, because I think everybody knows the kind of size of a tennis ball, so I know some people don't like picking them up to weigh them, and it isn't always the best thing. Obviously they're wild animals and we want them handled as little as possible, but so you can get a rough idea. But as I've said, if they're sort of a good size, then leave some dry cat or dog food out, meaty flavours, and even though it's tipping down, just leave some fresh water out. It doesn't cost anything to do that. If they're below that kind of weight, then pop them into a high-sided, fairly strong cardboard box somewhere nice and quiet and contact a rescue, because at the end of January we were still getting 300 gram juveniles in. Probably survive simply because the winter has been so mild, but they won't survive all the way through. So it is concerning. And the other thing is, of course, we've got a mild spell now, but quite often we've had snow in April. So any hedgehog getting up and becoming active now, it might be, you know, perfectly healthy, look a decent size, but there's no food around for it. So it starts burning up its fat reserves, which it's not replenishing because of no food, quicker than it would in hibernation. And then if in a few weeks we suddenly had a very, very cold snap, then that's going to cause a problem for hedgehogs, because it will have been losing weight through being up, not gaining any weight, and then suddenly it's got to try and hibernate and get through a cold spell. So it's not fantastic news all round. I know some people sort of say, oh, well, you know, great, it's been a mildish winter. You know, oh, hedgehogs are up, that can't be a bad thing. Well, actually, really, ideally, they would sleep all the way through. Just waking up maybe once to sort of change hibernation nest site, but not becoming active for prolonged periods. And the noise in the background there, I don't know whether the microphone's picking it up, is Sooty, which if anybody follows us on the social media will have heard about Sooty, who was a very problematic juvenile when he came in, and wouldn't eat, but now adores his food, and as soon as he hears me, he starts clanking his empty bowl, which is not having more food in the morning. It's only underweight hedgehogs that get fed twice a day. Water will be replenished twice a day, but any animal that's at weight, it will only be fed once a day, because obviously we don't want them becoming overweight. So I need to get on with the meds, and that's it for this Willow's Pen and Quill little audio update.